Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 9th of July 2012. Last week, which markets went up in anticipation and fell back on disappointment, ending the week in the main virtually unchanged. Also during the week on last Tuesday, within 45 minutes of each other, we saw the Bank of England, the ECB and the People's Bank of China all announce policy easing measures. And I think one can see a rationale of that in the manufacturing figures released around the world, which show that really only the US and India are still expanding. Although, to be fair, data from Australia and the UK did improve markedly, but all just continues to show that the global economy is in a very fragile state at the moment. Let's turn to the regions. In the US, it's all about the employment figures last week, as you know, which came in at 80,000 rather than the expected 100,000. But that followed rises of just 77,000 in May and 69,000 in April. So an improving trend there. And figures for take-home pay also improved as well. And the figures also showed that there is strength in manufacturing in the US, but weakness in services. There's also quite a bit of other data in both non-manufacturing and housing in the US last week. Mainly positive, so it's not really all doom and gloom in the US. Heading across to Europe, exactly opposite, I'm afraid. We saw the Bank of England expand its asset purchase program by £50 billion to £375 billion, and I certainly don't think that's the end of it. Across in mainland Europe, the ECB cut rates by 0.25%. Really regarded as tweaking at the edges, whilst Rome burns, and Spain for that matter. Even as they only did that, they warned that the risks to the euro economy remain very much tilted to the downside. And there's real disappointment among investors that the ECB didn't do more to support both Spain and Italy. And as a result, Spanish borrowing costs rose again above levels that are really regarded as feasible. And really, we still see this ongoing dispute between the ECB and the euro governments, who remain at loggerheads over who's going to help out the troubled banks, each saying that the other should do it. Across in Asia-Pacific, the People's Bank of China cut interest rates for the second time in a month. Very unusual, that. On the other hand, in Japan, manufacturing confidence, the Tankan survey, rose much more than expected. And we tend to forget about Japan, but if you look at the figures over the last 3 or 4 months or so, they are all pretty positive, and Japan is beginning to look rather like the US, one of the more healthy economies in the world. Other indicators, the dollar strengthened against all currencies except the yen, oil remained little change, and US Treasury yields showed just a modest fall as risk appetite fell back. Looking at the markets, really very little change. Japan and the Far East up about 0.5%. Rest of the world really unchanged. Oil is down about 0.5%, gold down 1%. Oil standing at $84.50 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate. So what's the bottom line? Well, the US seems to be chugging along at a slow but steady growth rate. We still have the issue of the fiscal cliff. And that will no doubt start to predominate in the news after the holiday period, and probably won't get resolved until the very last minute. Europe not really living up to the official figures, and this week's policy easing is a sign that things are not really improving as hoped. Coming up this week, Bank of Japan meets, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that one. We also get a raft of data from China. And we see the publication of the minutes of the last Fed meeting in the US, all of which will be quite indicative, I think. That's it from me. Please don't regard this as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome and reaction taken based on this commentary. If advice has not been sought beforehand, please contact your advisors or Planning for Life. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Do have a very good week and look forward to speaking to you next week.